And I'll start the media availability the way I always do. Talk a little bit about crime. That's the police department's bottom line. And we're extremely pleased with the way that the first three quarters of the year have gone. Homicides are down over 7%. If you look at the raw numbers, that's 193 versus last year's 209. I'm sure all of you remember that that last year was an absolute milestone, the breaking of 300 homicides for the first time since the late 60s. Rapes are also down, as are robberies and ag assaults. The total aggregate violent crime reduction in the city of Angels is over 8% for the year. That's really good news. Maybe even more astonishing, property crime, which normally criminalists predict will go up in times of recession and unemployment. Property crime is also down across the board. Burglaries are down. Burglary theft from vehicles down, theft is down, auto theft is down. Total reduction in property crime is a little over 6%. This is a total Part 1 crime reduction, which is a combination of both those categories, of almost 7%. And that's going into September, so that gives us the last quarter of the year. So we anticipate that we'll be able to hold most of these numbers, which is really good news. Unfortunately, there is one category of crime that is up, as I have reported, attacks on police officers, serious attacks on police officers, assaults with a deadly weapon are up almost 40% in Los Angeles. We also have a record number of minor attacks or batteries on police officer. And as a result of that, our officer-involved shootings are also up, and they're up about 29%. This is a trend that is nationwide. There are many people that look into the whys of this trend. Eric Holder has put together a panel to look at this. Our view of it in the city of Los Angeles is that it is as a result of effective policing. You know, the more contacts you have with violent criminals, the more likely there is to be assault on a police officer. The Los Angeles Police Department, due to its reduced workload, is getting calls faster, confronting more violent suspects, and that's what leads to part of these increases in attacks on police officers. I'll take questions about general crime when we're done, but I'd like to highlight a couple of incidents of good arrests, as I do oftentimes in these press availabilities. First, I'd like to chronicle that late in August, detectives from our criminal gang homicide unit in South Bureau made an arrest of three people involved in the shooting death of Kashmir James. If you remember right, Kashmir was a young woman who was gunned down last Christmas Eve in front of her daughter. In that case, we have arrested Darnell Houston, 34 years of age, Lamar McKnight, 24 years of age, and a juvenile suspect whose name I'm not going to release at the moment. This was a result of multiple community tips and some really good work by our detectives in our South Bureau. Also contributing to that case significantly, and I'm remiss for not putting this forward, is our partnership with the FBI. The FBI, for the second year in a row, has put significant resources into South Bureau to work with our detectives on cold cases or cases that have reached an endpoint and need to be looked at again from top to bottom. And I want to thank the FBI for the work on that. The next arrest is related to the recent attack on our 277th officers that was so widely reported. The shooting occurred about 2 weeks ago, and it was the fourth shooting that had occurred over a seven-day period in attacks on our officers. We've arrested a suspect in that case, and counts have been filed, two counts of attempt murder, two counts of shooting at an occupied motor vehicle, and one count of ex-convict in possession of a firearm. The suspect's name is Darvin Cook, 25 years of age. I think what's on everybody's mind, though, is 9/11. You know, this Sunday marks the 10th anniversary. And there's a couple of things. First, remembering the firefighters, police officers, and civilians who were killed in those attacks. And then thinking about what we've done to be ready so that Los Angeles is safe. I want to assure the people of Los Angeles that there will be thousands of Los Angeles police officers working throughout the weekend, not only in their normal crime-fighting capacity, but also keep an eye on our critical infrastructure, working our airport, working our port, working in our and combined command posts with our federal partners and our local partners to make sure that we're safe through 9/11. A number of significant events are occurring. We will have police officers at all those events, including the one at Dodger Stadium, to make sure that the public is safe. What I would ask from the public, though, is this. What has made us effective at preventing terrorism in Los Angeles is the way we work. And the way we work is as a team. If you see something as a member of the public that doesn't make sense to you, particularly on this anniversary of the most terrific attack to occur on American soil, say something. Call 1-877-A-THREAT or go on LAPD's website and register the information. We will act on it. Don't be shy. It is your responsibility, as well as mine, to keep each other safe. And we can only do that through information. The iWatch program and those brochures on the table is a key to public safety in Los Angeles. So I want to thank the public for their involvement in this. And I want to assure everybody that that your police department will be working hand in hand with your fire department and our federal partners to keep us safe over the weekend. Questions?